Unit 5. It's a nice day, isn't it? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and number the pictures above in the order you hear them.
Conversation 1.
He's really good, isn't he? He sure is. I've been to all his concerts. Do you have his new CD? Yes, I do.
Conversation 2.
This line is moving slowly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've been here for 20 minutes already.
I hope the movie is good.
So do I. Do you think it's going to rain?
I hope not.
Me too.
Conversation 3.
The train is late, isn't it?
No, today is Sunday. The trains only run twice an hour on Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that. I usually take the train on weekdays.
Oh, do you take the train to school?
Yes, I do.
Activity 2A. To have successful small talk, both people need to ask questions. Listen to the three conversations. Are they examples of successful or unsuccessful small talk? Write S for successful or U for unsuccessful in the blanks below.
Conversation 1.
I hate waiting for the bus.
So do I.
I'm going to be late to school.
So am I.
Conversation 2.
These shirts are really expensive, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
The prices in this store are too high.
Yes, they are.
Conversation 3.
It always rains on the weekend, doesn't it?
Yes, it rains every Saturday. Do you think it'll stop by noon?
I hope so. I want to go swimming.
Oh? Where do you swim?
At Franklin Lake. Do you ever go there?
Activity 2B. Listen to conversation 3 again. Put the sentences and questions below in order.
Conversation 3.
It always rains on the weekend, doesn't it?
Yes, it rains every Saturday. Do you think it'll stop by noon?
I hope so. I want to go swimming.
Oh, where do you swim?
At Franklin Lake. Do you ever go there?
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen to the three conversations. Where are the people in each conversation? Write the places in the chart.
Conversation 1.
You're Jenny's friend, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My name is Rita, and you're Jenny's mom, aren't you?
That's right. So, tell me about yourself, Rita. Do you play any sports?
Yes, I do. I like sports. I play tennis and ping pong, and I love swimming.
That's great. Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please. I'd love some lemonade.
Conversation 2.
You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My name's Bill.
You're Tony, aren't you?
That's right. What do you think of the school?
It's great. Have you always gone to this school?
No, I haven't. I started here last year.
Conversation 3.
It's really crowded, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Are you a ball game fan?
Yes, I am. Say, did you see the game on TV Friday night?
Yeah, it was really exciting, wasn't it? Activity 2B. Listen again. Match each question with the correct answer.
Conversation 1.
You're Jenny's friend, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My name is Rita, and you're Jenny's mom, aren't you?
That's right. So, tell me about yourself, Rita. Do you play any sports?
Yes, I do. I like sports. I play tennis and ping pong, and I love swimming.
That's great. Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please. I'd love some lemonade.
Conversation 2.
You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My name's Bill. You're Tony, aren't you?
That's right. What do you think of the school?
It's great.
Have you always gone to this school?
No, I haven't. I started here last year.
Conversation 3.
It's really crowded, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Are you a ball game fan?
Yes, I am. Say, did you see the game on TV Friday night?
Yeah, it was really exciting, wasn't it? 3A. Read the three notes. Match each note with the correct situation. Note 1.
Dear Kim, sometimes it isn't easy being the new kid at school, but I had a wonderful time on Saturday night. Thank you so much for inviting me. I didn't know some of the girls, but they were all really friendly to me. And the video you showed was really funny. I feel like part of the group now, Maria.
Note 2.
Dear Tony, thanks for showing me the school last week. I was having a hard time finding it until you came along. And I enjoyed meeting Carlos. He's really good at math, isn't he? He said he'd help me with my math project. Friends like you make it a lot easier to get along in a new place. Bill.
Note 3.
Dear Alan, thanks for the tickets to next week's game. I'm sorry you and your father can't go, but I'm really happy to have the tickets. I'm going to ask my cousin Tommy to go with me. I'll think of you as we watch the Black Sox win the game. I hope... John.